Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. So we're looking at Psalm 39. In the previous episode, we just looked at the title of it. Remember Jeduthun? It was written to the choir master, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. And so we did a little rabbit chasing over in 1 Chronicles 16 as to who Jeduthun is. And we checked out the truth that there were actually two tabernacles at this time. There was a Mosaic tabernacle that had all the sacrificial system going on that was on Mount Gibeon, but it didn't have the Ark of the Covenant because David had taken the Ark of the Covenant and placed it in a tent that he constructed. And then he had worship going on before the Ark of the Covenant, and David would go in before the Ark of the Covenant, apparently whenever he desired to. So Jeduthun was really important because he was with the Mosaic tabernacle, and his kids, his sons, were with the Davidic tabernacle, the tent of David. Might have had some sons there with him also in the Mosaic one. So here's verse 1. It says this, I said, so this is David. It says the Psalm of David, and it starts off, I said, so it's David speaking, and he's quoting what he said. I said, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle so long as the wicked are in my presence. Well, that's probably a pretty good thing to say right there, right? But something's going on here. And we'll see what it is as we go through the psalm. It's a relatively brief psalm. But he says, you know what? I said, I declared this. I said to myself, I'm going to guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. Oh, me. How many times have we said that, folks? That we say, I'll never say that again. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sin with my tongue. Yeah, yeah. And is that able to do of our own power and volition? Well, we can decide to do it, but it's only by the power of the Most High God that we can be victorious and actually live that way. If you try to do it in the flesh, if you are successful, it will be but for a brief period of time. And then he said, I'm going to guard my mouth with a muzzle. In other words, I'm going to put a muzzle over my mouth. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to guard my ways, particularly in relationship to my tongue. I am going to muzzle myself so long as the wicked are in my presence. Then verse 2, I was mute and silent. I held my peace to no avail, and my distress grew worse. So he says, I was mute. I was silent. He said, I held my peace. I didn't say anything, but it was to no avail. Why is that? Because his distress grew worse. He says, my pain was stirred up. My sorrow grew worse, other translations say. Verse 3, my heart became hot within me. As I mused, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. So verse 3, he says, guess what? My heart kept getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And the more I muse, the lexicon says, in my sighing, a fire burned. The other verse is, while I was musing. I think it's likely the idea of musing. Yeah, it can be sighing, but musing means to think about this. And he's saying, as I'm thinking about this in my heart, I'm getting hotter and hotter. And the fire burned within me. He's getting angrier and angrier, guys. Verse 4, and he said this with his tongue. So David's quoting himself here in verse 4. O Lord, make me know my end, and what is the measure of my days? Let me know how fleeting I am. Verse 5, behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Selah. And so this is David speaking again. And actually, let me scroll through here real quick. Yeah, he's David speaking the rest of the way through the psalm. So what does he say? I determine I'm going to hold my tongue. Okay, I determine that I'm going to guard my mouth with a muzzle so long as there's wicked around me. Well, then he says, I'm mute and I'm silent, but my peace was to no avail. My distress grew worse and worse. Well, why is that? Because there's always wicked around us, folks. There's always the presence of wickedness. So his heart starts burning more and more. So finally he spoke with my tongue. He erupted with his tongue. And he said this, Lord, just let me know. Make me know some things right here. Make me know my end. And what is the measure of my days? And am I at the end of my days? Lord, how long am I going to live? I know that I am but fleeting. And a lot of the stuff that David says right here sounds a great deal like Job. You'll see the same type of phraseology. Makes me think that David was even aware of Job, of his writing. Okay? So he says, let me know how fleeting I am. Or as the King James says, how frail I am. The Lexham, New American Standard both say how transient I am. That's a good word, isn't it? In other words, how quickly this life goes by. And he says that in verse 5, you made my days, a few days, as hand breaths. And that's the way that they would measure something back then, you know, by the breath of your hand. And he says, I know my lifetime is literally nothing before you when it comes to time. I mean, it's that way for all mankind. Surely mankind stands as a mere breath. Lexham says, surely every person standing firm is complete vanity. King James uses vanity too. And if you're just reading those, you think, well, what's vain about this? Well, it's not vanity in that sense. It's literally talking about the length of time, that it's just a mere breath. And in comparison to all eternity, the length of our time here on earth is just a vain moment, just a breath of a moment. Verse 6, surely a man goes about as a shadow. Surely for nothing they are in turmoil. Man heaps up wealth and does not know who will gather. And so what's he saying? He says, you know what, God, and he's speaking to the Lord, he says, surely man just goes about, we walk about in vanity as a mere shadow. In vain they bustle about. New American Standard walks about as a phantom, a shadow. They make an uproar about nothing. And this is what so much of mankind does. Their lives are basically just the life of a phantom, just the life of a shadow. There's no substance to it. Oh, yeah, they heap up wealth. They amass riches. And they don't even know who will gather them. In other words, mankind works and works and toils to heap up riches, to gather riches, possessions. And they don't know who will gather that from them. In other words, when you die, who's going to get them? Verse 7, he says, and now, O Lord, for what do I wait? Then he says this, my hope is for you. My hope is for you. And we've seen this several times in the Psalms up to this point in time. But he's drawing his mind into where it needs to go. O Lord, what do I wait? In other words, what do I hope for? My hope is from you. And then in verse 8, he says, deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of the fool. So he's acknowledging that he has transgressed. Something has happened here. And he's transgressed and he's sinned. And he's saying, don't make me the scorn of the fools. Deliver me from this. Then verse 9, we'll close with this for the day. I am mute. I do not open my mouth, for it is you who have done it. Oh, it is the Lord that has brought this upon him because of his sin. And now he's saying, what? Lord, deliver me from the sin. I thought I'd be able to handle this just by being quiet. I thought I could do all this, but I couldn't. And I realized this is your doing. This is your doing. Well, thank you. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye.